kids are getting bigger, and I hate to use the word, they're getting fatter, and related to obesity, you've got all these horrible diseases, and families and parents are completely unaware that, you know, they are killing their kids with kindness. One of the reasons I wrote this article, and I'm also the, you know, Kent County Councillor, you know, obesity champion as well, is just I want to raise awareness. So, you know, a lot of parents, they think they're doing, you know, good by, you know, giving their kids the five a day and all these kind of, you know, juice drinks, say that, you know, this is one of your five a day. But one, I just want to raise awareness that, you know, when you're giving, say, a, you know, just a little small carton of orange juice, you've probably got about at least 10 sugars in there. If you can just, you know, count the sugars out, and if you wanted your child to eat 10 sugars directly, would you do that? Would you really give your child 10 sugars? So if I can just raise awareness, and, you know, and that's the kind of most important thing. So there's nothing wrong with water, absolutely nothing wrong. And, you know, we've just got, and sugar is, and they've done an experiment with rats, it's more addictive than cocaine. I mean, it's really an addictive drug. And we're, you know, as a nation, as globally, we're all hooked on it. So I just like to raise awareness. I want parents to be aware that, you know, when you're feeding your children, you can either save them from disease or you can create disease in them. I mean, and the thing with children is you've got to look at the long-term picture. Just, you know, in a year or two, maybe nothing's going to happen. But I am seeing teenagers with type 2 diabetes that never, ever happened before, you know, 20 years ago. There's no way that you would get a 16-year-old or a 15-year-old with diabetes purely because of, you know, sugary drinks and, you know, lack of exercise, you know, never, never happened before. So really, most important thing is I want to raise awareness. And I think when parents do realize, you know, what they're giving their children and what, because nobody wants their kid to become ill. So once the awareness is in their head, in their brains, that, you know, this can cause disease, hopefully, you know, we can start changing things around and really counteract the advertisements from the food industry. This generation of iPhones, iPads and things, it's just, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, obviously it's going to help with, connectivity with everybody and, you know, raising awareness. But children are just constantly, and even adults, we're all addicted to iPads and technology. It's so important. I mean, I have the same problem in my own household. So I've made a rule now, you know, at the weekends, I ban the iPads and things, and I ban them after a certain time. And what you find is once you ban them and things, and, you know, you actually say that you can't have them, the kids have to go outside and play. And that's what they should be naturally doing. They should be playing, you know, and, you know, it's stimulating their brains, you know, burning energy, you know, and it's the we're ruining their childhood, really, you know, by, you know, they're addicted there. And we're going to have a generation of kids, not with just the obesity, but with mental problem as well, mental health problems, because they're the only relationship they're ever going to have is with their iPad or iPhone. They're not going to interact with the outside world and with nature. You know, we're just getting disconnected from nature all the time, even more so with technology.